And welcome to Education, Leadership, and Beyond, Surviving and Thriving. My name is Andrew Marotta, host of the show, and Happy New Year. Good evening, and welcome to the podcast. Proud member of the Education Podcast Network, Voicehead Radio Canada, on iTunes, live here on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, wherever you're consuming it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Leave us a comment. Introduce yourself during the show. Let us know where you're watching from. Today, we are going to meet Rakshith Srinivasan. Rakshith, you got to slap me around with that pronunciation. Srinivasan. Rocky is a pretty interesting young man. He's a 12th grader. He started a foundation. He's got a STEM company. He is doing great things in the field of medicine for children and sports and orthotics or orthopedics. And we're going to learn all about that. But he's a phenomenal young man. He's a senior in high school. He's on the basketball team. And we're going to talk about him, his future, and the work he's doing from Indian descent and living in Seattle, Washington. So amazing how our lives cross here, and I'm excited to talk to him. So Happy New Year. The sponsor of the program is Rakshith's book here, Overcoming Obstacles. It's on Amazon. It's only a few bucks there, and I'm going to learn his story there. I did not order it before the show, but I just ordered it now. So I'll be reading that. And we're going to call them sponsoring the show. Overcoming Obstacles. Check it out on Amazon. The author, again, is Rakshith Srinivasan. Rakshith, I'm sorry. I'm working on it. I'll get the pronunciation right. All right. Opening concept here. Believe, right? If you watched Ted Lasso, you heard that word. You've seen the sign. Believe here in 2024. And I'm always looking for hope. I'm always looking for positivity. I'm always looking for things that uplift me, uplift my school, my community, my family. And I came across Rocky's story here. I came across the work he's doing. He's a 12th grader. I got to get his age here. He got to be 18, 17, 18, 19. But he's a 12th grader. Again, started a company here. He's got a foundation, Unlimited Potential. You can donate at Enable Up. And we're going to learn about that. But it gave me tremendous hope. It gave me tremendous belief that there are good things, good people out there doing good things. The world and the news gets dominated by negativity. Well, young men and young women like Rakshith here bring belief. They bring hope. And that's why I had him on the show. So here in 2024, I challenge you to look for those positive things. Look for things and find people that you can believe in. And maybe Rocky Srinivasan can be one of them. Let's meet him live from Seattle, Washington. Rocky, Rakshith, welcome to the program.
Thank you guys for having me on. I'm really excited.
I'm excited to meet you. I'm excited to learn about you. And if I mispronounce your name, we might have to do $5 a fine for the foundation, Rakshith, every time I mispronounce it. By the end, we'll have a couple hundred bucks here. Welcome. How are you this new year?
I'm doing good. Excited. I was on vacation for the new year, so I'm ready to get back the swing of things, I guess, starting a new year.
Okay. Where'd you head? Where was vacation?
So I went over to Spain. So that's my first time. I've been in Europe. I've been a lot of places in Europe. And so Spain was cool because I'm also learning Spanish at school. So I was able to speak that as well and kind of connect that way. So it was pretty awesome.
Amazing to immerse in that culture. What was the best thing you ate over there, Rocky?
I liked the tapas. It was really good. So it was like smaller dishes. So that was like a new concept. I thought that was really cool. And a lot of the food tastes really good. So.
Well, Rakshith, welcome to the program. It's an honor to meet you. And again, looking forward to learning your story. And tell us, introduce yourself. You're a 12th grader here, Seattle, Washington. Tell us a little bit about your journey coming from India to the United States here, and certainly about the work you're doing with your foundation. So go ahead and let us know about you.
Yeah, so I guess I came from India at a young age, and so I've always been interested in sports. I used to play football up until ninth grade, and then I played basketball in high school. Also did soccer at a young age, stuff like that. And so I've always loved like athletics and sports, and kind of staying active, staying fit with my body. And I've also, along with that, been really interested in science and biology. So I took ninth grade biology at my school, and I love that course and love that class. And then a lot of different stuff with the environment. I used to always love nature and environment. So just science and sports in general have been my biggest, you know, passions that I've had in my life so far. And this really led me to, I guess, now having a dream of becoming an orthopedic doctor, which really takes the medicine aspect and also combines it with the human body and with things like, you know, it's bone surgery, stuff like that, which happened to, you can do that when athletes and also just everyday people. And so orthopedics is really my dream career, I guess, and just because of the stuff that I've done throughout my life and my passion throughout my life.
Did it hit you, Rakshit, in ninth grade? Were you sitting in that bio class saying, this is it. I love this. This is what I want to do?
Definitely not. I think it was really more of a process. A lot of different things definitely led to my interest in orthopedics and also my creation of my foundation up. So I guess one of the biggest things in that, in creating Unlimited Potential, was kind of seeing a new perspective for me. So being kind of an athlete and playing sports, I was playing basketball and I was on the basketball varsity team. And then I suffered a grade 2 ankle sprain. And so I had to miss a lot of time because of that injury. And that was like in the season during games. And so I had to miss a lot of games due to that. And I was kind of, I felt, I guess, helpless and lost, having to miss and having to, I guess, let my teammates down and let the team down when they needed me to play. And so that feeling of not being able to, you know, help out my team due to injury and due to, you know, my ankle and my, basically gave me a new perspective on sports. And so I kind of noticed that as one aspect of it. And then secondly, with I have an internship with the WIA, which is basically they govern the Washington. So I live here in Washington. And so the high school sports rules and kind of the policy changes and stuff like that, that they kind of govern. So I have an internship with them and we have the opportunity to kind of get down to the grassroots level and kind of inspire change in different things in creating a more inclusive environment for high school sports. And so being like students like myself, we have a more, you know, in-depth or personal perspective on high school sports. And so with that internship, I was able to meet lots of different, you know, different sports that I don't usually see. And so one of those was adaptive sports, which is those with wheelchairs or with prosthetics. And so they have a different set of sports. And so I saw the variety of kids who are playing those sports and don't get as much recognition and who have to sit out of, you know, main sports, stuff like that. They don't have access to those kind of things just because of health limitations or health conditions. And so kind of putting the two things together and talking to these kids, talking to those who have to sit out of, you know, their main high school sports because of stuff like this, understanding their goals on, you know, they just want to get more awareness on things like this, which a lot of people don't even know about adaptive sports or about, they kind of don't think about it. They just kind of look away. So talking to those kids and then my injury that happened, and both of these kind of led to me forming the idea of how can I help? Because obviously I know being at a young age, this was around in ninth, 10th grade. I can't go into the field myself and become a doctor right away, right? At my young age, I have to, you know, I can't go and do the research on prosthetics and create all that right now. And I knew that there was good research going on in hospitals and in various labs across the country. And so I wanted to help in any way that I can and fulfill the kind of the dream of these kids and the millions of kids. I think it's 3.5 million kids who sit out of high school sports every year. due to health limitations, health conditions across the world. So basically be the voice for them through my foundation. And so I started that back in 2021, and it really was started off as just, you know, raising awareness, spreading information about stuff, research that's going on. And then this led to kind of the fundraising aspect and working with a lot of different hospitals, labs, organizations, and then gaining to the, I guess, the status that we have today, where we've worked with a lot of different hospitals. We're starting to work with universities as well, which has been really huge. And especially the milestone of 100K fundraised has all been a part of, I guess, a huge journey over multiple years. It took a lot of, you know, advisors, donors, volunteers, definitely, who've helped along the goal. And so I guess it started pretty humbly, but over time, it's, I guess, grown exponentially.
It's very impressive, Rakshit. And if you're watching live, say hello, introduce yourself. And certainly I want to find out how people can donate. Rakshit, most teenagers are scrolling on Snapchat or looking to try to go to a party or something. And here you are starting foundations, looking to help disabled student athletes, things like that. I mean, how did this happen? I mean, you just described it, but it's incredible. It provides incredible belief and hope, as I described in the opening concept. What makes you keep going with this journey and this mindset looking to help other people?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the biggest thing that's helped me keep going is just the interactions that I've had with kids and those student athletes who are, who my work is basically helping. So I was a keynote speaker at an event with Special Olympics. And so they're an organization here in Washington who basically just help organize these adaptive sports like tournaments, create teams here in Seattle and on the east side, and just like kind of recreational. But I was a keynote speaker over there and I was just talking about fundraising and stuff, and just sharing a couple ideas about my foundation and stuff like that with them. And they really, seeing kind of their interest in sports, definitely at a different, they are all in different situations than me. And I've also, I could see my exact same interest in sports, passion for sports that I have in them as well, even if they're not playing the same sports, even if they're not having the ability to do that. And I've seen kind of their hope and their dreams as well. And so that kind of their dream is also tying into mine. And I'm really inspired by those kids who keep on pushing through their health limitations, through their physical disabilities. And they're pushing through to kind of live out what they love to do, being active, playing sports, just like any other kid. And so kind of, I guess, what has kept me going is that maintaining that dream of other kids, you know, because I can just say that, you know, I want to be like a normal, for me, I don't have any kind of ties to this, so I can just kind of leave it alone. But, you know, seeing that and being inspired by that has really helped me push me to keep on going throughout the past few years.
Well, it's beautiful to hear. It's beautiful to watch. And again, you're providing a lot of hope for people here and around the world. You got another donor here, Dr. Larry Dake, upstate New York, Chandango Valley. He's going to donate as well. Rakshit, you have some big decisions coming up here, college decisions, your major, where you're going to go with the foundation. I mean, the colleges should be banging down your door to try to get you versus you have to apply there. You know, tell me about that process you're in now and how are you going to pick the right place that can support some of the work that you're doing?
Yeah. So definitely, I mean, that's a big part of my life right now. I guess senior year. So I'm 17 right now. So I guess college is like the forefront of my mind. And I think balancing kind of all my needs, I guess, in a college. So definitely I want a high academic college, and I'm looking to major in pre-med to then pursue MD, become an orthopedic doctor. So I'm looking at a lot of different schools, definitely here in the east side. And so recently here in Seattle, I've partnered with the University of Washington School of Medicine for a healthcare equity fund. And so that's basically trying to equal the healthcare gap in places of inequality, maybe low income places, stuff like that. So I'm working with the University of Washington on that fundraiser right now. And so that's been really interesting and really cool as being one of my dream schools since I was a kid, I guess, living here in Washington. So stuff like that, I guess, kind of balancing, working with places that I know. So University of Washington, I have also one of my biggest mentors throughout this process so far. Dr. Yaze is a dean of dean of the School of Medicine Orthopedics at University of Washington. And so just kind of, I guess that's one of my top schools there. And then also reaching out with Cornell University for their healthcare equity fund, stuff like that. Along with balancing, you know, I've talked to a lot of D3 schools for basketball as well, as that's also a big part, like MIT, Tufts, stuff like that, just smaller D3 schools. So kind of balancing those has been difficult, you know, big school, small school. But I think definitely number one is my, I guess, the pre-med route and pursuing becoming a medical doctor, and then maintaining on the side, obviously, keeping up at the forefront, you know, maintaining that. We have a lot of great volunteers who can continue at a level here in Washington. But along with that, you know, kind of scaling it, I guess it's definitely my goal to scale it across the country of the United States, not just, you know, keep it here locally, but scale it across the country and definitely across the world at one point. So I'm not confining myself just to here in Washington. You know, I definitely want to go to the place that's best for me at a future standpoint. So that's a lot of colleges right now, but I guess I'm just waiting to see right now at the moment.
You're going to have a lot of opportunity. Dr. Dake is recruiting you to Binghamton University here in New York. And Rakshit, we're going to mention it a couple of times. I'll put it in the show notes when we put the show out. Where can people donate to the Yup Foundation and learn more about it?
Yeah, so we have a few links. Enableup.org is our foundation link or website, and that hosts all the past fundraisers that we've done, and then the most recent one that we were doing with the University of Washington School of Medicine. So basically on that website has all the links that you need, also link to buy my book as well is on there as well, and all the funds from that goes to fundraising as well. So we don't keep any of that money from that book, and basically just on that website has everything. So enableup.org.
Overcoming Obstacles is the name of the book. Enableup.org is where you can donate. We'll get some money coming your way. Rakshit, again, you're a 17-year-old young man. You're going to practice after this podcast. How do you balance your time, right? You want to be a good basketball player. You want to be a good student. You want to be a good family member, a good citizen in your school community. How do you balance all of this while keeping your grades up and all of that?
Yeah, I think it's definitely been a struggle. And it's not always been, you know, perfect for me. I think definitely at the start of this 9th grade, 10th grade, it was hard for me to balance school, sports, foundation work, and then other things on the side, like my internships or taking other courses, stuff like that. And it was definitely hard. It was definitely a struggle. And so this resulted in, I think I got lower grades and, you know, maybe doing worse in basketball and just kind of trying to manage everything at once and kind of doing slightly worse, and everything kind of happened. But through kind of those failures, I learned how to effectively manage my time and time management skills, like scheduling, planning, and making an optimal schedule that I can accomplish everything. And, you know, just values of hard work. It was a lot of late nights, early mornings, you know, getting up hours before school just to study a little bit extra, or sleeping up 2 a.m., 3 a.m. just to study before a test. Since I had a basketball game that same day, just kind of all that stuff, you know, led into time management and managing these things. You know, weekends are usually packed with stuff, with my foundation, more or less, because, you know, in the week I'm packed with school and basketball. So I guess it's been a grind. Definitely. I wouldn't say that I've done everything correct, so far, but I've learned from the mistakes. I think that's the biggest thing, is that I've learned from stuff that didn't go well, changed that and adopted habits that have really, helped me. And right now I'd say I'm much better, in a much better position than I am now than I was 2 or 3 years ago, in managing everything. So yeah. I guess that's another, like, one of my messages to other people is that a lot of young kids my age don't think they can accomplish, much alongside maybe school or another sport. But, you know, if you really put your mind to something, it's possible just through hard work. Anything is really possible through that.
Again, I got to compliment you about the action you're taking, right? Many people might see, again, a disabled student athlete and their heart goes out to them in the moment, and then they go on, right? They go back to what they're doing, but you've really taken action. And again, you know, getting into orthopedics and going down that road, looking to help these children and these student athletes, it's tremendously impressive. And from an old guy like me, looking back at a young guy like you, it provides hope. It does. And I meant what I said in the opening statement about believing in the good of people. So you have college in front of you. You got medical school. Let's pick 8 years from now, Rakshit. If you could hit fast forward 8 years, where would you want to be?
Yeah. So I think 8 years, I kind of always think about this. I think about the future a lot just because of how big my goals are. It's important to think about, you know, where I'm trying to go to in life. And so definitely medical school on my path to becoming an orthopedic doctor, at a really good university, just to further my education. I think along with that, that's one of my biggest, you know, goals in life, is to do that. But along with that, definitely scaling my foundation to a broader level where it's not, you know, just me and, you know, a lot of my volunteers here in Washington or my advisors in Washington, but we have chapters across the country, you know, maybe a West Coast, East Coast, Midwest sort of deal here. We have, you know, some, maybe a group over in Europe or something, a group maybe in Canada, stuff like that. It's kind of it's an audacious goal for, you know, 8 years to scale that big. But I think creating those type of goals, really helps for action. And so that's kind of what I think looking 8 years in the future, that's what I want with my foundation. And so we have a kind of a saying here at our foundation that I've kind of said throughout, you know, founding, and it's basically, no wheelchairs by 2040. And so that means, anyone who is, you know, limited to a wheelchair, they're paralyzed or something like that. Maybe basically our goal is to eliminate that and give everyone the, ability to have an active or live an active lifestyle, and live out their dreams of, you know, being active, being fit, and having a healthy lifestyle. And this is through research that's going on and through, you know, you guys, your funding, and the donors funding basically to this research, to the hospitals that are helping to solve these issues across the world. And so that's our big goal for the future. But, you know, this, I guess, just, small, I think small goals, you know, add up and leads to, I guess, big goals lead to action. So that's kind of why I look towards, you know, the future and look towards creating audacious goals that might seem like really hard to accomplish, but, you know, if you put your mind to it, really can be possible. I think that's really what my future is about.
I love it. No wheelchairs by 2040. The Up Foundation, incredible. Rakshit, I was a basketball guy. I don't think I had the skills that you have, but I loved it. I loved the game. I loved the smell of the court, the competition. Tell me about that love of basketball and, you know, how you feel when you're on the court.
Yeah. So I've been, so as I said, I played football like throughout middle school, I think from fourth grade to eighth grade. And so basketball wasn't really, I started in eighth grade. I was on the D2, like the JV roster in middle school. And so I didn't really, I mean, even think about it as one of my main sports or a main, you know, part of my life. And then we had COVID basically happened throughout ninth grade. So I had a lot of free time. And so I kind of adopted basketball in that time, shooting in my driveway, stuff like that. And so, I mean, I've always wanted to live like a healthy lifestyle and be active at all times, just, you know, either whether it be going down to the gym. We have a gym in our basement. So just working out, you know, late at night for 30 minutes or something like that, or, you know, shooting out in my driveway, shooting, going out to the basketball court and getting shots up. I've always wanted to be active. And so that kind of led me to continue to play basketball, you know, during the pandemic. And then in 10th grade, I kind of really focused in. I was like, okay, I can actually, you know, be on the varsity roster and make an impact. And so I started, you know, doubling down on basketball, playing like AAU and stuff, select team, stuff like that. And then I guess this just led to, you know, the point where I am today, where, you know, all my hard work is kind of paying off for basketball. And I guess just the sport has given me back, you know, a lot of like good times and fun times, but also taught me like values of hard work, you know, determination. You know, I started off not even being, I didn't even know how to like shoot a basketball in eighth grade. I was just purely athletic. And so building the skills or finding the skills of how to shoot a basketball, how to, you know, get the form right every time on a free throw, stuff like that has taught me like determination and hard work and those kind of values as well, which are really important to gain, you know, at a young age. So.
And Kobe Bryant is somebody that you admire. I mean, he's a little past your time. You know, people are looking at the guys on the court right now, and unfortunately, that tragedy there. But what is it about Kobe that kind of inspired you?
Yeah, so I mean, I've seen a lot of the stories that he tells or that other people tell about him, where
about him, he's right?
Yeah. Like, I think he broke his wrist, and then he was at the court the next day at like 3 a.m. shooting with his offhand. Stuff like that just really inspires me, you know, throughout it all. Basically, the message that he sends is like he will outwork, I guess, the next guy or anyone else in the gym. So that really inspires me. I think I take a lot of that on as well, just, you know, talking about how I have a lot of things going on. Just, you know, hard work is, I guess, the one thing that you can say. You know, you can say a million different things that how I've done this, how you've done that, but I guess hard work is really the one thing that has allowed me to do everything that I've done so far. So I guess I look up to him for that in that aspect. Obviously he's a great player and stuff like that. But I just, you know, what differentiates him to other players for me is just that his mindset is really just different.
Yeah. My son and I watched the Redeem Team documentary, and they told the story of how all the guys were out at the casino coming in at 4 or 5 in the morning. And there goes Kobe going out to go to the gym at that time. And they started then going with him and not going out. So I'm with you on that. Rakshit, again, this is very inspiring to us adults here to meet you. If you're watching the show live, say hello, introduce yourself. Rakshit, is there anything that you wanted to talk about that I didn't ask you?
No, I think, I mean, talked a lot about, I guess, my journey. I guess just for anyone watching, if you guys want to donate, enableup.org is the website. And so we have a few different fundraising links there, but the most recent one is with the University of Washington. So we're trying to close that one out pretty soon. And so any donation helps, $5, $10, anything really adds up into, I guess, the bigger goal of our foundation. And so really, I mean, if 1 million people donate $1, it's 1 million in funds. So stuff like that, I guess anything really helps for us. And so I guess the goal in mind for me is just to help out, you know, those whose dreams are being hindered due to physical limitations, stuff that they can't control, kind of take away those barriers so that everyone can enjoy the same things that, you know, we enjoy, that we take for granted, I guess. So yeah, I guess that's just a message I wanted to share across. And also, you know, just being with the concept of the podcast today is, you know, great things are happening everywhere and there's great people. And so I think a lot of times young people or teenagers maybe in specific are kind of don't have big goals or don't have the drive to kind of make change just because they believe that it's not going to be possible for them. But I think anything that you put your mind to or you kind of work hard towards, you can accomplish, be it a small goal or big goal in fundraising or just maybe in your sport or in your school, stuff like that. And I've been really fortunate to have a good, you know, lots of good advisors with me, good mentors who've helped me on the journey, volunteers as well at my school, like even just my everyday friends just helped me in volunteering, raising money. And so all of that has helped me on this journey, but I want to inspire or, you know, give the message to other people, other kids watching that you can also, you know, accomplish great things in life. And it's not something, you know, just a select few should do. It should be, you know, everyone should be, you know, living out their goals. And as the, you know, podcast name, everyone should be thriving, I guess, be it in high school or at a older age.
Give you a shout out there, a tremendous to hear. I'm going to get this to my high school science classes here and have our kids listen. And maybe we can get that East Coast chapter of Enable Up happening, these things type happening. All these small East Coast schools might want to get you for basketball. But wherever you land, I mean, you're going to make some things happen. And tremendous. Again, you could donate at enableup.org. And his book is on Amazon, Overcoming Obstacles. I just ordered it. So we get that out to our audience. Rakshit, I know you got practice. I got stuff here on the East Coast. Let's get to rapid fire. These are quick answers. First thing that comes to your head, are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Last book you read.
So I read the Codebreaker book. And so that was really interesting. It's about like gene editing, which is a new technology that people are, or that the scientists are using for stuff like cancer and stuff like that, which has been really innovative. So that was an interesting book that I read that kind of talked about gene editing and how that was thought of, invented, and what's going on today. So it's really cool.
Last movie you saw?
So I haven't really watched a lot of the recent movies. I haven't been able to get to the movie theater recently, but I think I was on a plane recently, so I watched the book that's, or the movie called The Pursuit of Happiness, and that's it's a really inspiring movie. I've seen that a few times, so.
And along with your goal about the wheelchairs, inclusivity, helping the movie Champions with Woody Harrelson was excellent. I recommend that. And, maybe you could get Woody Harrelson involved with the work you're doing too, get some attention there. But that would be good. How about the last concert you went to?
So I've actually never been to a concert, but I guess I'd love to go to anyone, you know, anyone. There's usually not many here in the, like in Seattle area, but yeah.
Okay. Well, we got to get you one there. Your favorite dish?
So my mom makes this Indian dish called biryani at home. It's basically like a curry rice type of with like either mutton or chicken. And so that's really, we usually make it every like Sunday. So that's probably my favorite dish.
What's the level of spice there? 10 most spicy, 1 to 0 is nothing. What's the level of spice?
I think an 8. I think, definitely. My brother actually handles a lot of spice, but just like, I guess I love connecting to my, you know, Indian culture, being born there and visiting. I used to visit like every summer. And so just the food reminds me of home. So it's great.
Wow. Well, you've traveled a lot of places. Where's been your favorite to travel so far?
So I've been to a lot of different places in Europe. And so I'd actually say Spain is probably my favorite. And in Spain, Barcelona, I really like the architecture there. and some of the stuff that Gaudi's work was really cool in Barcelona, like his designs and attention to detail was, I guess the intentionality of everything that he did was really cool to see. So
awesome. In 2024, I will fill in the blank.
I guess I will be pursuing my dream at college, continuing my academic journey. So I guess it's been a long time coming, but I guess kind of taking that next step, big step in my life, going to college and, starting the path to becoming a medical doctor.
Rakshit, we might have to be your kind of official follower on your journey here. And this might have to be a couple times a year to follow you, because you're going places, you're going to do great things. So I'll put it out there. Unless ESPN is going to announce it, or NBC or one of these major news networks, when you decide your college, we could do a release program here for you. I'll put that out there for you, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
For all those watching, when he's going to announce that college, we'll get him back on. Rakshit, we talked about a lot of your passions, things that you're motivating you. What's a pet peeve of yours? What's something that gets under your skin?
I think a pet peeve, I mean, I don't really have too many. I kind of try to see the best in things mostly. But one thing that just comes to mind right off the bat is like in the basketball court, just like something that's really annoying is just, people not, taking it seriously or putting, full effort on the court during games, stuff like I love to, dive on the floor, stuff like that. So just not seeing other people doing that, it's kind of annoying sometimes. But, I guess that's just the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah, and you seem to be doing that in your real life too, diving for things and giving it your all. I got to sneeze. Excuse me. At 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, I feel fill in the blank.
I think usually, to be honest, pretty tired, but I'm usually up then because I have a lot of different, as I said, like I'm packed during the week. So weekends have more stuff with my foundation or various events, stuff like that. So I guess tired, but also motivated, I have a lot of things to do. So I guess I'm ready to start the day.
Is there something about Rakshit Srinivasan that people do not know about?
I think a lot of people don't know. I mean, definitely interested in sports, interested in academics, but I also love to do art on the side as well. So I've been doing that since a kid. I think actually won the I was selected in Washington in fifth grade as one of the it was like a competition for drawing. And so in fifth grade, I got a chance to kind of see that at the competition aspect at a really young age. That was really cool. So, I did also the Washington State Science Fair last year. And so that's kind of, I guess, a scale up of that. But I love to do art on the side, just like drawing in my free time, stuff like that.
Incredible. Beautiful. These are one word here. One word answer, yes or no, or you pick one. Are you ready here for the choice selection?
Yeah.
Cheeseburger, taco, or empanada?
I guess taco.
Long walk or gym workout?
Gym, for sure.
Beach, pool, or lake?
Probably beach.
Book or audio book?
Definitely hardcover book.
Series or movie?
Movie.
Seattle is fill in the blank.
Beautiful.
Winter or summer?
Probably winter.
Cold over there in Seattle.
Yeah.
Favorite basketball team?
I guess I'd say Blazers, but usually in specific, I don't really have a team since Seattle. I mean, Sonics moved out, so.
They're coming back though, right? Is it coming back?
I guess it's not official, but there's been rumors for a while, but I guess right now I'd say Blazers, but there's not really, I don't really have a favorite team, so.
Three-pointer or dunk?
Three-pointer.
Cash or credit?
Credit, I guess.
Morning or night?
Night.
Cookie or donut?
Cookie.
Coffee, tea?
I guess I don't really drink both, so water.
Water. Are you surviving or thriving?
Definitely, I like to say I'm thriving right now in my life. So I aspire others to do the same.
I second the motion there. This is Rakshit Srinivasan. Rakshit, this has been incredibly inspiring. Again, the offer is there for you to come back on when you do announce that college. And I would love to support you on your journey here, have you on as you go through here, as you're in college, as you're going to medical school, and as you are getting no wheelchairs in 2040. I'd love to be with you on that journey. So this has been great. Again, you can donate at enableup.org. And the name of the foundation is Unlimited Potential. Did I get that right, Rakshit?
Yep, that's correct. So also, I can share links to you. I don't know if you can bring those across to the viewers, but
Can put them in the chat here afterwards. You could put them in certainly there, and I will put them in the show notes when I download the show. We appreciate you here, Rakshit, and again, very impressed. For all our people watching, definitely jump in the chat, say hello, introduce yourself, and again, if you could donate at enableup.org. Rakshit's book is on Amazon, Overcoming Obstacles. Rakshit, have a good practice. When's the next game?
I think this Friday night.
All right, man. It'll be late on the East Coast. I want to text. Let me know how you did, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. We're going to sign off here on Education, Leadership, and Beyond. Inspiration is everywhere. Belief, hope is everywhere. Rakshit Srinivasan is one of those people that is doing that. I salute you, Rakshit, and certainly want to support you on your journey. If I can help you in any way, don't hesitate to reach out at AndrewMorata21 on Twitter. And keep surviving and thriving, friends. Rakshit, we appreciate you. Stay on the line a second, okay?
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right. We're going to sign off. Have a good night, everyone. Keep rolling and keep surviving and thriving.